Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Stephen Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul, and today we're going to be talking about Valley Performing Arts production of The Wizard of Oz.
And to talk about it, we have Gary Forrester, who's playing the Tin Man, and Dave Neufer, who's playing the Cowardly Lion. Welcome to Stage Talk.
Thank you. Glad to be here. Much.
And are you cowardly?
I can be. It depends on who you talk to. I play play a principal in real life, so...
Not cowardly at all.
No, especially not at budget time.
So were your students be coming to see you as the Cowardly Lion?
Yes, our school bought out one matinee on Saturday, and we're offering it for students, for staff, and so we should have about 163 Finger Lake Falcons right there.
So how wonderful.
Will you lose any of your authority with your students when they come to see you as the Cowardly Lion?
No, I think that it actually adds to the credibility and lets them know that I am human. And this is my 14th, 15th play with VPA, so they've come to expect that from me.
And Gary, you're playing the Tin Man, correct?
Yes.
Tell us about that role.
It's an interesting role from the standpoint of going from human to Tin Man. And back, and it's probably the most human of the characters that he writes about. It's interesting about the story is if you go through the characterizations and look at them, it's the Scarecrow that comes up with the plan to get Dorothy out, even though he doesn't have a brain. It's the Tin Man who has the biggest heart, even though he doesn't have the heart. And it's the Lion that has the right amount of courage and strength, even though he doesn't have the courage to go in and do this, do some of the things that we do. So when we finally get to Oz, we're getting representations of what we already have. And the Tin Man represents that as well. He's got the biggest heart, and it's a fun part to play.
Interesting. I've always loved that play. Anyway.
Well, one question I have to begin with, I suppose, here is, you know, when you're doing a play called The Wizard of Oz, people often wonder, is it the movie you're doing? Is it another play you're doing? Is it an adaptation? Are you going to be working with this idea of it being the so iconic movie? Are you working away from that? How is the approach to this play being done with VPA?
Well, we're doing the Royal Shakespeare Company version, which is probably the most difficult version that's out there, but we're trying to stay true to the movie. Larry Botchin, who is the director of the show, has gotten a lot of people around him that are helping us transform our stage into the movie. We want people to walk in to immediately identify with Kansas, with Munchkinland, with everything that's going on in the environment. So when they walk in and when they walk out, say, wow, we felt like we were transported back to Oz. We're trying real hard to get that, to accomplish that.
Yeah, I think it's difficult when you do an iconic play or movie such as this, that our director is very clear that he wants people to sit and to say, gee, that's just like it was in the movie, as opposed to, I don't remember that being in the movie. Mm-hmm. And obviously, when you have the space constraints of theater and live theater, you can't do some of the things, but we're attempting to recreate as much as possible so that they can walk away and go, wow, that was the movie brought to life.
What made them choose this play? You would think that it would be not welcome because everybody's seen the movie. Why would I go back and see it again?
I think one of the things that our artistic director out at Valley Performing Arts has tried to do is come up with a mix of what you traditionally think of as community theater, maybe some more of the obscure or lesser known plays. But in order to be profitable and allow us to do that, he's tried to choose family film or family plays that draw in a much larger crowd. And so Wizard of Oz has that name recognition. And I think that alone brings in a bunch of people. And the sad part is that when you do something like this and then you have word of mouth, because I think it's a fantastic production, some people get left out ticket-wise because of the pre-sold and them just not being there to bring in other family members or come for a second time.
So it actually sells very well.
Oh, it's selling very well. We've planned to do 28 performances, and right now the tickets that are available from those 28 performances, we only have approximately about 250 tickets left, and we're still 2 weeks out. It's selling very,
That's
very
great.
Well.
That's great.
So you are doing the musical version of the the play, the film version of the play, how large of an orchestra do you have?
It'd be about a 10 to 12 piece orchestra.
So it's going to be a nicely sized orchestra, not just
It'll be a nice sized orchestra, yeah. Along with a 52 person cast. It's the largest production we've done in our 36 year history.
I was wondering, where are you putting the orchestra?
The orchestra will be down at Audience Right. We have a section that we can take out some seats specifically designated for us to be able to have small orchestras and things like that.
That was where it was when I was the last musical I saw out there. But that unfortunately cuts your audience.
Well, it trims us down by about 9 seats. We go from 172 down to 163.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk, here with our guests, Gary Forrester and Dave Neufer, talking about Valley Performing Arts production of The Wizard of Oz.
So I don't suppose you can do the black and white scenes from Kansas, can you?
Oh, yes, we can.
Oh, you can? Oh,
yes,
I'm looking forward to that.
That is something, and I don't want to give it away, but we've been able to recreate the opening sepia tones very effectively
really
with what we're doing.
Well, for people who are listening to this, they can't see the two actors who are in the studio with us, but I do have to say that there's a certain resemblance you two have to the characters or the actors who performed the characters in the movie. So Ray Bolger, I believe, and Burt Lahr
was the Scarecrow.
But Burt Lahr was the Cowardly Lion. And remind me who played the Tin Man.
I don't remember.
Jack Haley.
Jack Haley, that's correct. Are you doing anything different with the play than the movie? I know you're trying to be as close to the movie as possible, but what are you doing? Anything that's not in the movie? Maybe the jitterbug scene? Are you doing that?
Yeah, that's because of time constraints. We weren't able to do the jitterbug scene, but we will have the witches will be flying, the monkeys will be flying, the witch will be melting. She will be magically appearing in Munchkin Land. We are going all out. We're pulling all the stops out of this.
Okay. So do you have a balloon that's flying out of the theater as
Actually, we will have a balloon that comes on stage when the professor drops down and goes.
How about a dog? You have a dog in the show.
We have a live dog named Toto. So it's, again, this is the biggest production that we've ever done, and we want people to walk in when they see Dorothy in the Witch's Tower singing the reprise of Somewhere Over the Rainbow. There won't be a dry eye in the house. The young lady that's playing Dorothy, her name's Katie Schmidt. She's a wonderful young actress. She's been in quite a few productions at Colony High School where she graduated, and she's a wonderful talent for us. We've been able to get a lot of good talent. Rob Tracy, the gentleman who plays the Scarecrow, has got the movements down very well to be just flopping around on stage. Our Steve O'Brien, our wizard, as well as Heather Berger, the young lady that's playing the Glinda. And the little mayor of Munchkin Land. It's just when people walk in, they're going to say, wow, we didn't know they could do this in the Valley.
Huh. That's great.
Well, how do you do the Munchkins? Do you have kids playing those parts, or do you have people who are who's playing the Munchkins?
We have a mixture of kids and adults, and we'll make you come and see the play to see how the adults pull off Munchkin Land. But as he said, Sam, who's playing our mayor, spot on. The costumers, Roxanne Benbow and 14 others, have just done a fantastic job of recreating those costumes. And it's been, you'd be very, very surprised. And anytime you act with kids and dogs, you know that we're going to come out as adults on the short end.
That's right.
Very true. But you don't care?
No. This is a team effort, and I think by the time we do our last performance, we're all going to have tears in our eyes because we'll be saying goodbye to family.
And how long have you been working on this show?
By the time it wraps, the director and a part of his crew will have a minimum of 24 months in on the project. As actors, we started in rehearsals the second week of December. So it'll be from mid-December to the end of April. So it's been a long stretching commitment for us, but it's well worth it. Like Dave says, we develop a camaraderie and a family that it's a strong sense of enjoyment. This is probably like Dave. I've got a number of shows under my belt. This is probably my 15th performance as well, and each one is different, but each one is endearing as well.
Who's playing Dorothy?
Dorothy is a young lady named Katie Schmidt, like I mentioned a while ago. She is a Colony High School graduate. She's a UAA student right now, working on her biology degree, hoping to become a pediatrician. A wonderful talent in her repertoire. She's done Les Mis, West Side Story, Little Shop of Horrors. Just a great little talent. And when you see her on stage with Toto, it's magical. People are just, you know, like I told Dave, as soon as she walks on stage, Dave and I can just call in our lines because, you know, people are going to forget that, we're, you know, they even need us.
Well, it sounds like a very exciting show.
It will be with
Toto the dog and everybody. I'm sure everybody has great voices in the show as well. And how many people are in the show again? How many cast members?
52, I believe, at last count.
Right. Mm-hmm. But including crew and orchestra, it'll be well over 130 to 140 people that have been involved in the play in some way, in some shape or fashion.
My goodness. What happens to your audience? You've got everybody on stage.
Well, they'll all be behind the scenes. Unfortunately, we can't fit everybody in there. But
no, I didn't mean that. I meant it sounds like it's sort of with that many people, actors, you're going to shorten your potential audience, although apparently that hasn't happened.
Not yet.
No. So were there other... are you happy playing the parts that you were given for this show? Are these things you've grown into, or did you really want the parts you received?
For me, I think it's an opportunity of a lifetime. It is something that I've watched my entire life, and it's a great character role to try to bring what Bert Lahr did to local stage. Mm-hmm. And it's been very, very fun.
Well, unfortunately, we're about out of time. And I have to thank you for coming, Gary Forrester and Dave Neufer, to talk about Valley Performing Arts production of The Wizard of Oz. And we'll have to go out and see it. We'll just have to.
We will. We'll have to get on that yellow brick road and head on up to Wasilla.
Oh, that's a good idea. Come on out, Steve, okay?
Thanks very much for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you very much.
And now, here's a Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to Datebook 49 on alaskapublic.org. Cyrano's production of Superior Donuts will run through March 18th. It's a comedy. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Also at Cyrano's, this coming Sunday, there will be a presentation of a filmed performance of a New York production of the one-man play Thurgood about the famous Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall. No reservations are necessary. Admission is free. The time is 6 p.m., and this is Cyrano's present to the Anchorage community.
Anchorage Community Theater's production of Proof opens tonight and runs through April 1st. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. Tickets are available at their website or call 868-4913.
And Anchorage Community Theater will be giving a class in intermediate acting on Saturdays, 10 to noon, beginning March 24th and running through April the 28th. This class is being taught by Linda Benson. For information, you can call 344-4713 or you can email at actfamily@gci.net.
The Alaska Academy of Fine Arts needs a 50-ish strong character actress for a murder mystery dinner theater, which will play April 13th to 21st. They are rehearsing now. If available, call Eliza at 250-2522.
And finally, up in Wasilla, the Valley Performing Arts will be producing The Wizard of Oz beginning March 23rd and running through April the 29th. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sundays at 2. For tickets and information, you can call 373-0195 or go to Valley Performing Arts, that's one word, valleyperformingarts.org.
Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Stephen Hunt for KSKA. Thanks for joining us.